How did you sleep last night?
You always sleep better after a win. You know? But obviously we want to be, you know, preparing right now and not, you know, leaving.
Your prospects for 2018. Talk about your aspirations and what you think 2018 is going to bring for you.
You know, I just day by day, I just want to get better. You know, it's a new year, so it's new beginnings, obviously. But, you know, that's everyone's mindset, you know. Even, you know, someone who works anywhere, you know. So, for this team, I just want to be in a better situation, like I said, not be in this situation next year.
James, in what areas do you think you got better this year?
I still got to evaluate that, you know. I think I got to continue to get better at protecting the football and that's really it. You know, that's the most important part, giving this team a chance to win by protecting the football.
Your completion percentage was up this year. Do you think you became a more accurate passer? And if so, what do you think?
You know, I just put a lot of work into it, you know, so obviously I got to continue to work at that for me to be a top-tier quarterback in this league, so that's it.
Your running ability yesterday seemed to be better than it had been in a while. Had you had any ankle issues, any issues with your lower body this year?
Yeah, you know, I had a knee-neck ankle injury, but, you know, yesterday I felt pretty good, you know. So it was good to be able to extend some plays and get out and run and help my old line out. A lot of guys told me thank you.
Did you know at the time that Mike Evans got the yards he needed to hit that milestone?
I was so happy when I found out that he got those yardage. And I mean, my whole mission yesterday was to get him those yards. And that kind of messed up my game a little bit. But I'm so happy that he got it. You know, it's crazy how football works, man.
And the last two catches were part of an incredibly important drive, too. So they weren't just meaningless yards. Right?
Yeah, you know, everything counts. Every play counts. So it was a great way for him to get it in that way.
James, was there kind of not pressure, but just you and Deshaun, just the expectation that thing had to work? Did you try to get him going? Did it become a thing?
You know, it was just like me and Mike our first year. You know, we clicked, and then we had to find like our thing, you know. And with Deshaun, we got to continue to find our thing because he's such an unbelievable player. Like, not many quarterbacks get the opportunity to play with a guy like that. So having a guy like that, you gotta work with him, you know. And Deshaun and I have talked about our offseason program because we did work in the offseason, but it's not nearly as much as we want, you know. With him coming to offseason workouts this year, you know, he's a veteran guy, but we have to get our work in, man, you know. And obviously, a lot of that has to do with just me being able to get him the football in the way that. He likes the football, so that's going to be important as well. So I'm going to sit down and talk to him and go over some things with him.
How do you become a better deep ball thrower in general? Is it just reps? Is it just...
It's repetition, you know, and it's just it's a lot that comes in. It's with protection, your drops, and everything, really. Anticipation. Sometimes you got to anticipate that a guy's going to be there, and kind of it's like a leap of faith of throwing the ball. But I think it's really just developing something with your deep ball threat guys.
Do you get the general sense that this is the beginning of something rather than the end?
Yeah, this is definitely the beginning. You know, speaking of the beginning, you know, I'm just happy it's a new year, and I'm happy that we can bring in this year with a win. And like I said, everyone has their goals and stuff for the new year, but my goal right now is to, you know, sit down this week and get my mind mentally and mentally ready for not being in this situation next year.
How much will the continuity help to have a third year with Dirk?
Man, I can't tell you how happy I am that Dirk's coming back. You know, it just makes everybody around here not feel comfortable, but feel like, okay, yes, now we got somewhere to work towards next year, and we don't have to start all the way over. So I really enjoy that Dirk's going to be here, and it's cool.
How much can a season like this, where you were expected to do so much better, how much can that fuel this team to do better?
Man, Roy, it's really fueling me, you know, because I didn't want to be here in this spot. You know, I was so confident at the beginning of the year. A lot of us come, but the hype was real, you know what I'm saying? So it really fuels me because it lets us know, okay, just because the hype is there, that doesn't mean anything. You know, we got to go out there and play on the field. And I said that a lot in the beginning. I was like, yeah, we still got to go out there and play. But, you know, that's just a true testament that no matter what someone can say about you, even if someone can bring you down, you still got to go out there and play and prove you're putting every single play, you know, and not just in the offseason or not just for Hard Knocks or not just at the end of the season. It's every single play you got to prove your stuff.
Do you think the team was a little bit too confident leading into the season?
No such thing as too confident. We got to be confident. We got to be ready to play. I think execution-wise, we just got to be mentally and ready to be about that action. And we will. We will. That's why I'm saying I'm just happy the way we finished, because that creates confidence. That creates more confidence in these guys to see that we beat, you know, one of the best teams in this division. And you look at our division, man. We got the toughest division in football. So that in its own should, you know, push these guys around here to, hey, let's go get it. We got three MVP winning quarterbacks. Okay, look, I want to be one of those MVP winning quarterbacks. I want to be one of those teams to go to the Super Bowl. And I think we're capable of doing that. So a lot of these guys are going to be driven to do that.
Will you watch the playoffs or come
on, please? I love football. I'm going to be watching the playoffs, man.
James, you're a tough guy. You played injured. A lot of guys, you know, would not have, in retrospect, would it have been better just to let that shoulder heal up the way you threw the ball the last half?
I don't know. Because I'm always going to tell myself I'm ready to play. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. That's stuff I can't control. You know, my what I want to do is go out there and give it my all every single time. You know, all I could do now is prepare this year to make sure that I heal 100% so I can come back next year and give it my all.
Do you think you'll be no surgery needed on that thing? Is it just a matter of
like again? I'm gonna have to evaluate it, and I'm gonna have to rehab, man. And I'm gonna have to really focus on my body more than I'm really focusing on developing my craft. Because I think I had a good offseason workout plan last year. I think I got better in a lot of ways this year. So right now I'm just trying to be 100% healthy and come back when it gets to April 16th, come back on a mission and get everybody on board.